Okay, well, it's 22 minutes past five, Monday morning. I've just pulled up outside the McSherry's house on the outskirts of Grange in North Sligo. 6 degrees on my temperature gauge in the car. And we're about to meet Mona McSherry, who's going training.
First things first, before every training session, breakfast. That's the sound of the McSherry blender going flat out at 20 past five in the morning. Hope no one's trying to sleep upstairs.
Granola, yogurt, apple, blueberry and grapes.
Right. And do you make that yourself?
Yeah.
It's a nice machine.
Yeah, it's not bad. Okay. Yeah, no, it's probably actually my dream car.
Uh-huh.
It's probably actually my dream car, so it was
the
nice.
Mini?
Yeah, I've always wanted a Mini.
How long have you been driving?
Just about a year now, I'd say. So.
So Mum and Dad don't have to get up early and bring it to training anymore.
Yeah, no, it's nice. Although, when I stopped school, me and Mark's training sessions kind of split a bit. So my mum still gets up on a Tuesday and Thursday and drives him. So it's not completely. I've always trained in Ballyshannon, so, like, yeah, and I think it's actually gotten shorter over the years. Like, it doesn't feel that long now. And in the mornings, it's great. There's no one on the roads, so it's just your straight drive. Got no one in the way.
So musically, what are you listening to these days?
It's a mix. Honestly, it's very random. a couple of old bangers thrown in there, and then some new stuff, and yeah, a bit of everything, to be honest. Don't really have any like set music.
Whatever music gets an elite swimmer going, I suppose. 18 miles along the N15 later, we're pulling up outside the Marlins Swimming Club in Ballyshannon. There to meet Mona is her coach, Grace Mead. Grace, how are you?
Good, how are you?
How are you doing?
What a beautiful morning.
Hmm?
Another beautiful morning.
Yes.
But only there. Wow. See the lights up on upstairs.
Are
they? Yeah.
Can I ask what you're doing there now?
Just taking the temperature in the pool, just to see what it's at, what should be training in. It's not too hot. Well, perfect.
Grace, I notice you and Mona are putting up bunting here 5 metres from the end of each end of the pool. which to me looks like decoration, but they have an important function.
They are. They're the backstroke flags, we call them. So they're 5 metres from the wall. So when you're doing backstroke, you know you've only another 5 metres to go. So
when you
don't crash
the flags.
Into the wall. When you see the flags, it's a warning.
Slow down.
And in competition, is there a similar marker?
Yeah, every single pool has the same thing, exactly 5 metres from the wall. Yeah, for every swimmer, so they know where they are, basically, in the pool when they're doing backstroke.
I'm watching competitive swimming for years, and I never noticed that.
There you go.
I don't know what that says about me.
You're watching the swimming, not the bunting.
The bunting, yeah. There must be great self-determination, for both of you in different ways. Like, I mean, I'm sure there are mornings here where you could do without it, she could do without it. You know, you're human beings.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, she's an incredible self-determination, very focused, determined, and very committed. There hasn't been a session she's missed. You know, there's, like this time last year, we had glandular fever. But just prior to getting it, she'd arrived in here sick as a dog, throat swollen, 6 o'clock in the morning expecting to train, you know. It's just, she's just incredible determination, willing to do whatever it takes. Yeah.
And the two of you get on well, and coach and swimmer, that relationship is important.
Yeah, we do. We get on. Over the years, it's developed into a fairly strong friendship, as well as coach-athlete, you know. So we do, we get on very well. We have a lot of fun. You have to have fun or you go off your head. At this hour of the morning, you know, but we enjoy it. I love what I do. I love coaching Mona. She's extremely, she's a great athlete to coach, very coachable. So it's fun, you know, so it's not actually that difficult, you know.
You motivate each other.
Yeah, we keep each other going. We know what, we both have the same goal, obviously, but obviously it's different for me from her. Obviously she's the athlete and the coach, but we keep each other going all the time, yeah.
Mona is already in the pool an hour and a half before other locals begin to arrive for their early morning swim. Among them, well-known Kinlaw endurance athlete Mark McGowan.
It's great to see someone of her capabilities, her talent, and then to be at the privilege of swimming alongside them. It's kind of one of the highlights of the week for swimming for me, anyway.
And there's something nice and local and community about it, that you can be in the lanes alongside each other, have a chat, do your training.
Oh yeah, and have a bit of a laugh. Yeah, it's very relaxed. Very relaxed, definitely. I think it helps the training along. For me especially, you know.
Do you like these early mornings?
Don't mind the early mornings. I hate the early morning swims. But I do not mind the early mornings. Wednesday mornings now, the young kids are in as well, and like they go by you like little seals. But it's great. It's great, you know, this old fella at the side kind of limping along, you know.
You're moving okay there now.
Yeah, maybe you're still a bit asleep.
Of course, with a 2.5 hour session most weekday mornings, there's always the risk of monotony setting in. That's where the coach comes in.
There's certain sessions you do, you know, there's an aerobic session, there's threshold sessions, there's pace sessions. But I like to, and I generally do different types of session all the time, just for variety. Because, oh my God, expecting to come in here and do the same thing all the time? So you go off your head. So I would as a coach do, you know. Different challenges too, I like to challenge her in different ways, you know. And she loves that too. Yeah, she rises to that and responds very well to each other. Yeah, she never knows what to expect.
Which is the way the coach likes it.
Yeah, exactly. She has a general idea of what the session might be, but she doesn't know what's going to be, what way we're going to do it. You know, that kind of way.
And is everything geared towards April at the moment? I mean, you know, is everything towards April at the moment, getting that
Absolutely.
Qualifying?
Yeah. And everything is geared towards performing the perfect race on that day. Basically to try and get this qualifying time for the Olympics. You can only bring two from each nation for each event, so you could have four in America that could do the Olympic qualifying time, so they have to have trials to take the top two. Now in Ireland we do not have that pond to pick from, you know. If we get a handful of kids or athletes or swimmers going to the Olympics, we're doing very well. you know, especially on the individuals. Now we're going for relays this year as well, but individual wise there's only three or four, if that, that'll make it, you know.
Outwardly she seems like someone who is handling that kind of do or die date fairly calmly. I'm sure there's pressure, but she seems to be getting used to trying to manage this.
She can, you know. I mean, there is pressure and there is anxious, you know, nerves. There's always that, you know, as I do say, Mr. Doubt, keep them out. You know, you can't allow the negative thoughts come in, you know. You have to stay positive, and through a little bit of mindfulness and stuff like that, we do that every day as well. We're just trying to stay as positive and focus on the positivities. But she handles pressure very well. She rises to a challenge very well. So I don't doubt her. Once we get her to the back of the block, get her out of the call-up room, she's ready to go. Yeah, that's her comfort zone, you know, even though it's a massive pressure cooker. She's pretty good in that scenario. Like, she's done it already. Like, she's done it at European level and she's done it at World Juniors. You know, she had to start, you know, when she took the gold there, that was a huge pressurized position for her at such a young age as well. So she's got that experience under her belt. But I mean, every year it's always a challenge. That Mr. Doubt Man, got to keep him out.
From watching poolside, the most striking thing about this early morning training session from Mona McSharry is how calm everything is. There's no shouting from the coach, no evident overexertion or stress in the pool. Having that sort of atmosphere in training appears to be key when your mind is on the bigger Olympic goal.
Monday morning is always kind of nice and relaxed. I suppose the pool is a bit quieter as well. Got a bit busy towards the end, but generally kind of there wouldn't be a lot going on. Yeah, you know, it is relaxing, I guess. Like, I do enjoy coming in and yeah, calm is probably not a bad word to use.
Yeah. I mean, clearly you're pushing yourself with certain parts of the session, but you know, there is something smooth about it all.
Yeah, I guess, you know, like a lot of people like watching, or even Grace, like when I am pushing myself hard and she goes, oh, that looks really smooth, and I'm going, it doesn't feel smooth. But so I can see, like, looking in, it does seem like a very like relaxed kind of setting. But even when you are sprinting a bit, yeah, no, it is a relaxing kind of feeling. I do enjoy the
what stuff. Are you thinking about when you're training? Like, is your mind blank? Are you in a zone? Are you thinking about April, the Olympic trials? Like, what are the things going through your head?
I'm pretty in the zone. I find it very hard to actually switch off while training, because you're like, you know, you're constantly counting laps. Well, you're not really, you know, like, you're constantly kind of counting, and I'd be counting stroke counts, and you're concentrating on what you're doing. So me personally, I'm kind of very focused on what I'm swimming, so I don't really kind of wander very far from there. I do know people that are able to just switch off though and think about other things, but I can't do that for some reason.
And there is something nice about other locals joining you in the pool when it's open to the public from 7:30. You know, Mark McGowan and some of the other local female swimmers. There's something nice about that.
Yeah, no, it's great. You know, they're all part of the big, you know, group, and they do make the atmosphere, really. And I do enjoy kind of coming in, because, yeah, they're always in every Monday and I'm in every Monday. We kind of, you know, we know who's in now, and it's kind of like a little community in there. And, you know, I do enjoy kind of when they come in. It is lovely to have the whole pool to myself, you know, for the first hour or so, but it is nice then to have a couple of people coming in and swimming as well.
You seem very content with your swimming at the moment.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think there was a time maybe around like a year and a half ago that I was kind of struggling with coming in. I just didn't feel great in the water. But now, you know, like, even, I don't know, I said it this morning, like, my freestyle felt terrible. Felt like it was just a struggle to get through the water. But, you know, it's a Monday morning, like, what do you expect? You know, I didn't really move much yesterday. So, but I think, you know, I'm just coming to terms with, okay, enjoy that, move on, can't do anything about that, and just kind of get in and do your best. And yeah, no, I really am enjoying all the sessions at the moment.
What is it about the 100 metres breaststroke that makes it your preferred event?
I don't know. I think it's a sprint event, and I'm a sprinter kind of in every aspect. I wouldn't be great at the longer distance stuff. I kind of just like to get in there and go at it. And I think I have good endurance though to be able to hold it for 100 meters rather than the 50. Like, the 50 is great too, but I'm better at kind of that middle, you know, it's a sprint but also a bit of a glide. So yeah, That's why, it's my event. I guess I've always been quite good at it, so yeah, it came easy to me.
It's 25 to 9 in the morning now, Mona. I'm going to go home and go back to bed. You're going back training later, are you?
Yeah, I still have another two sessions to do, one more swim, and then I have gym this evening, but I'll also be going back to bed.
So you do go for a nap, do you?
Oh yeah, definitely. It's all the early mornings I try and get a nap in, just I feel a bit more refreshed, I think.
Nighty night.